In the evaluation stage, gaining the various commitments from the customer and handling possible objections during the cases can be a challenge. So now we're going to focus the next few slides on some of the ways experienced and successful reps have handled these common objections. First, we'll start with the objections to getting a 10-case commitment. Let's say the customer says, "Ugh, I don't have that kind of case volume." A potential response is, "Well, with the range of indications where laser is applicable, I believe you do have the volume at your facility to achieve 10 cases in 2 to 3 months. Let's look at some of the patients you have coming up." Objection 2 from a customer. "Look, I don't want to commit to one device for 10 cases." Your response? "With the versatility of laser, you will not be sacrificing anything in the vast majority of cases you might otherwise choose another device today for. Look, doctor, if you're not convinced after 10 cases, then of course you are free to use the device you feel is best for you and your patient." Objection 3 from a customer. 10 cases is more than what is needed for a fair evaluation. Your response? "Our experience with other laser programs tell us we need about 10 cases to ensure we get beyond a learning curve for fair customer assessment. We need the focus time to make sure that everyone, especially the lab support, is up to speed with how and why to use the laser so that the program is successful." And a possible objection 4 you're going to hear? "Look, but I have strong relationships with other vendors." Your response? "Doctor, in order to have the best dialogue and be able to teach your team before, during, and after a case, it's important that I don't have my competitors listening to every word or interrupting. If you feel the need to have any direct competitors around, I would respectfully request that they stay in the break room until they are needed."